An open house to discuss the University of Alaska's Chilkat Valley timber sale is postponed. And the man accused in a 2016 Excursion Inlet shooting death stands trial. It's the Cage Nest Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. An open house meeting to discuss a major timber sale proposed near Haines and Klukwan has been postponed. Representatives from the University of Alaska, Division of Forestry, Mental Health Trust, Land Office, and U.S. Forest Service were set to be in Haines tonight. However, weather prevented them from flying in from Juneau. The officials were planning to meet with residents to discuss a 10-year negotiated timber sale announced by the university last month. The 13,000-acre sale is estimated to generate 150 million board feet. Public comment is scheduled to close on May 7th. The open house will be rescheduled, but a new date has not yet been set. Nearly 2 years after the death of a jeweler in Excursion Inlet, the man charged with his death finally stands trial. KTOO's Matt Miller has this report.
Jury selection started Wednesday in the trial of 55-year-old Mark Anthony DeSimone. He's accused of shooting 34-year-old Dulio Antonio Tony Rosales twice in the back of the head in May of 2016. The trial in Juneau Superior Court is expected to last as long as 3 weeks. DeSimone faces two counts of second-degree murder and one count each of first-degree murder, manslaughter, and criminally negligent homicide. Because of DeSimone's history in Arizona, his case has received significant attention from outside of Alaska. DeSimone served in the Arizona House of Representatives until he was forced to resign. He was arrested in June of 2008 for assaulting his wife while his young daughter watched. Rosales worked as a jeweler for Bill Young, owner of the former Jewel Box store in downtown Juneau, while DeSimone worked for Young as a day laborer. At the time of the shooting, Young hosted a group of people, including Rosales and DeSimone, during a hunting trip in Excursion Inlet. During a pretrial hearing last week, prosecutors in DeSimone's defense agreed to the type of photos of Rosales which could be shown to jurors without being prejudicial to DeSimone's defense. They also agreed to the boundaries of testimony about medications photographed by investigators inside a cabin room and the size and shape of stippling or blood patterns at the shooting scene. DeSimone's defense also made the rare and unusual request to dry fire the alleged murder weapon at trial. Alaska court rules specify that all firearms presented as evidence must be unloaded and disabled. A judge could make an exception. DeSimone's defense wants to use silicone dummy rounds to demonstrate the action of a .44 caliber Magnum double-action revolver. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
Artists are opening their studios to the public this weekend in Haines. A local arts group is hosting an artist studio crawl. Daisha Eaton has more.
The Artist Studio Crawl is a new event in Haines with the goal of giving the public a peek at the places where local artists make their work. Audrey Smith with the Alaska Arts Confluence in Haines says 7 studios are participating in the all-day event.
Well, it's the Magical Mystery Tour. We're having a studio tour. And it's going to be a really fun day.
Each studio will be a unique experience.
Some will be more elaborate. Some will have demonstrations. Some will be just showing around the studio. Sometimes you'll see how they put together their art. Each one will do a different kind of approach.
Andrea Nelson will open her studio for the event.
Usually the common person's experience with art is the final product. And there's so much chaos and messiness behind that.
For example, Nelson's studio.
It's floor-to-ceiling shelves of all different shapes and configurations packed with thousands of objects. Most are from nature or over 50 years old. There's a lot of vintage and antique things. There are books, there are figurines, there are toys.
Entering Nelson's workplace, a small building beside her home, is like stepping into another world, much like one of her works of art.
I have a need to see everything as part of my process. So I don't like big spaces. This studio is 8 feet by 10 feet.
The walls are lined with small porcelain birds and animals peering out at you from shelves, while metallic and glass objects sparkle and shine from the corners and crevices.
Technically, the medium I use is assemblage, and that means utilizing found objects and arranging them into compositions that are three-dimensional. And I've been doing it for over 20 years, either formally or informally.
Among her favorite items are a World War II gas mask and a figurine of a blue jay.
And it's an antique. It's very old. The beak is broken off. It's dirty. It's dusty. A lot of what I'm attracted to is objects that have a past and a history. I think you can feel that more than in a newly manufactured object.
Wayne Price, a Tlingit master carver, designer, and artist, will also open his studio to the public.
My Indian name is Ayanki. I come from the village of Cake. I was raised in the village of my father, which is here in Haines. He comes from the Frog House, and I've been pretty much here all my life.
Price, who learned his craft in Haines, has been carving since he was 12 years old.
Since I was 12, I've had 38 totem poles standing in southeast Alaska, and I've also completed 11 dugout canoes in that time, and 7 of those dugouts are still on the water.
Price explains his work is imbued with tradition and healing.
I do a traditional style Tlingit art. They'll be able to see the screen that I'm designing and painting, and we'll have some smaller artwork that I have on my own collection. We'll have it here on display.
Price's studio is one side of a duplex at his home.
I look forward to everybody coming by and saying hello and taking a look at what I've turned this side of the house into, which is a shop, basically. And most of the time, it's got tools and chips and all the stuff going on that it takes to make art. But we're gonna dress it up and make it look really nice.
Price says he will also share a totem pole he's working on.
We're also going to have the tarp off the totem pole on the carving deck, and people will be able to see the totem that's in progress and the story that's involved with that totem. And I encourage people to ask questions about it.
Artist studios will be open between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. There'll be a buffet and a raffle, along with some other surprises, says Smith.
So you can take your time or, you know, and spend a lot of time discovering studios or, you know, dash around depending on your day.
And the Magical Mystery Tour Artist Studio Crawl, she says, is sure to live up to its name. In Haines, I'm Daisha Eaton.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.